From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston. About 20% of Missourians live in areas where there aren't enough dentists, according to the federal government.
The point is that all across the state, all across this country, there is a huge gap in the healthcare profession in this bandwidth.
Governor Jay Nixon speaking earlier this spring at the groundbreaking ceremony for the new dental school in Kirksville.
It looks a little like a beach right now, but it will be a school.
Let us turn the soil together now. Go for it.
The new School of Dentistry at A.T. Still University will welcome its first class in the fall of 2013.
You can see the artist rendering here is a beautiful structure. It's going to be 100 yards long plus about 20, 30 feet.
Jack Magruder, the university president, says the goal is in part to help address gaps in dental care in Missouri.
Missouri has 6 counties with no dentists at all, 12 counties with one. Missouri ranks 49th in the nation in visits of children to dentists. 47th in the nation in visits of adults to dentists. Tremendous need. And then the dentists we have are maldistributed in terms of everybody wants to live in Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield. And we have rural areas that are crying for dentists.
Why will having more people graduating from dental school not lead to more people just going to look for jobs in Kansas City or, you know, the population centers?
Boy, I'm glad you asked that, Jay, because that's exactly why we can do it and a lot of others don't. Because it's how you recruit the students. If you recruit the students from rural areas, they're going to tend to go to rural areas. We're going to recruit people that already are feeling that that's the way they'd like to serve. They have a calling to do this.
I think having more dentists will definitely help, and I think that the model of the new school that's opening is very promising.
Shelley Geshen is director of the Pew Children's Dental Campaign in Washington, D.C. She says ATSU's goal of recruiting students already interested in working in rural or underserved areas will help.
But it's only it's going to be a drop in the bucket because the needs are so great. Most states have to do a number of things in order to reverse this trend.
The problem, she says, is bigger than just the raw number of dentists or even where they're located.
The system really isn't designed to serve everybody. If you live in the suburbs, if you have money and a car and you have general good health and you know what you're supposed to do for self-care, the system is set up for those people, not for anybody else. In Missouri, much like the rest of the country, and that there are very big gaps. Missouri is one of the worst states, really, with respect to the percentage of residents in the state that have no access to care whatsoever.
The dental school in Kirksville will be the state's second. The School of Dentistry at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, has been churning out dentists since the late 1800s. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.